The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, July 30th, 2017, and is sponsored by the people of Holy Trinity.
Reading my mind. Thank you to this. Is this annual polka?
We hope so.
I'm Pastor Phil Formo, for those who weren't here last week, and I'm your interim. Would you please stand as we begin with our confession and absolution? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses. Cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all of your sins. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Join me in our prayer of the day. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness. and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Here ends the reading. The second reading is from Romans, the 9th chapter. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Here ends the reading.
Recorded in Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. I've never heard that before I preached, ever. Sounds good. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the risen Christ. Amen. I got a confession to make to you today. I'm not a scientist. And certainly, although biology once interested me, clearly it was not going to be my career path. I'll never forget trying to learn different kinds of rocks in eighth grade. And to help me, my mother sat there, showed me the rock, and I was supposed to tell her what kind of rock it was. We both ended up in tears laughing, saying, "This isn't working. You're not going to be a geologist." But you know, in biology, I've read that there are two kinds of metamorphosis that animals can go through. There is a complete metamorphosis, like that from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And then there's the incomplete metamorphosis, like the chicken, from an egg to a chick to a chicken. Essentially, once the egg hatches, the chicken simply grows from a smaller version of itself to a larger version. Now, you might ask, where am I going with this? I don't know. But all that is to say that in this well-known story of Jesus feeding 5,000, he went through sort of a metamorphosis. In chapter 13 of Matthew, he is the teacher, he is the preacher, telling us to what you compare the kingdom. You remember that from last week. The fields of weeds and wheat 2 weeks ago. A mustard seed, baking ingredient of yeast, a pearl, and finally the fishing net. But now the metamorphosis, now the change, Jesus goes from preacher, teacher, again using a boat for a pulpit, to a miracle worker. Imagine he had just heard that his cousin had been beheaded. And so in grief, and in need to get away, he retreats to a place alone. Jesus had spent the day healing. But then at nightfall, the disciples say to him, "Let's send them home. It's been a long day. And if you haven't noticed, Jesus, we are not getting overtime." But Jesus made another suggestion. Oftentimes, we might be tempted to just focus on how a few loaves of bread and a few fish fed so many people. Now, as a pretty practical person, my wife would say way too practical, I get what the disciples were suggesting. Send them home. Everyone is tired. Our leader is grief-struck. He's tired of all these miracles. Send them home. But Jesus asks, why do we send them home when we've got food to feed them? And what happens? They take the food. He blesses it. And we all know what happened to it. You see, Jesus reminded them, remember the story about the mustard seed? Guys, you got to get this story right. Well, that all happened 2,000 years ago. The miracle in this story might not be so much about multiplying the food. And except for those who received the healings, this story might not be so much about those miraculous acts.
This event might simply remind us of a quality oftentimes lacking in some of us, but abundantly displayed, expressed, and lived out by Jesus. And that quality is simply compassion. The caring for another person. Far too many well-meaning Christians, I'm afraid, are only heaven-focused. I've got another confession to make. I love Southern gospel music. And with my wife with fingers in her ears, every Saturday afternoon, I put in a DVD. And I listen. But if we get to the song, "I Don't Want to Get Adjusted," I fast forward. I cannot stand it. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. My skin crawls. You see, get adjusted, buddy. Get adjusted to this world because it's the world God has given us. And stop being so heaven-focused. Now, I don't mean to get too political, but in the past, we've actually had leaders of our interior department promising to protect our environment and national parks and the beauty of God's creation, who literally believed in the theology of that song, "I Don't Want to Get Adjusted." It's as if this world is of no value. And so don't worry about our creation. Although this might be a nation where we separate church and state, and that's a good idea, make no mistake about it, there are leaders, at least in the past, with theological beliefs or total ignorance that have a whole lot to do with their decision making. Their theology does. As I said earlier, this story is about compassion. Jesus responding to the physical needs of his followers, as well as those who haven't followed, but have just sort of run into him on that day. He cares for the sick and the hungry and the lonely and the imprisoned, as well as those who are healthy and well-fed and know they belong. So the question for today might well be, like the disciples, do we naively send people away when we think our resources are too limited to have an impact? Do we forget the possibilities of the mustard seed? Or what the 5 loaves and 2 fish can actually do? Whether it be feeding the hungry, healing the sick, the gospel lesson, this good news is all about the quality, as I said, of compassion. So think about who in your life has shown you compassion. And to whom have you shown that same kind of compassion? Oh, Josh was all excited. He was turning 5. And his grandmother gave him a crisp new $20 bill. Oh, he thought of going to the toy store and buying something. As he and his mom were driving to church the next day, they would always go through a tough section of the city. They stopped at a red light, and Joshua saw a man standing there at the corner with a sign, and he said, "Mom, what's the sign say?" Mom said, "It says hungry, anything will do. I'll bet he's homeless." And then the light turned green and they went on. But Joshua never forgot what he had seen. All through Sunday school, all through church, he thought about it.
And when they were done with church, and as they were entering the freeway to go back home, he said, "Mom, can we go see if that man's still there?" "No, I've already entered the freeway. I don't want to turn around." Joshua asked his mom for the next 5 days. "What about that man? Do you think he's still there, Mom?" Until finally she knew he would not let go of this. "Well, Josh, I suppose if you want, you could go to the grocery store, buy a lunch, ingredients of it, and if the man is there tomorrow morning, you can hand him the bag." "Okay." He went to the grocery store with her help and bought a loaf of bread, peanut butter, jelly, apples, and cookies. He made 5 lunches. And the next day he was so excited as they were driving through this inner city, and sure enough, there were people standing there. He rolled down the window, handed them 5 lunches, and one of the men said, "Thanks, kid." Couldn't believe it. Well, that was 9 years ago. Today, along with family, friends, and neighbors, they've handed out 400,000 pounds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a whole lot more. You see, it's all about compassion. But compassion isn't limited to those who define themselves as Christian. We can learn from people of different cultures, different faiths. Personally, I was inspired by an article I saw in the Minneapolis Star and Tribune some months ago about 62-year-old Mohammed Bazik. For the last 20 years, he has taken care of foster children, but not just any foster children. Each and every one of them has been terminally ill. He has buried 10 children. Imagine the grief. Today he's caring for a 6-year-old foster daughter with a rare brain defect. She's blind, she is deaf, she suffers daily seizures, her arms and legs are paralyzed, and Bazik said, "I know she can't hear or see me, but I hold her anyway. She has feelings. She has a soul. The key is you have to love them. I know they're going to die, but I do my best as a human being and let the rest up to God." Bazik's only biological son was born in 1997 with brittle bone disease and dwarfism. Now at age 19, Adam weighs 65 pounds, big brown eyes and a shy grin, and he gets around on a body skateboard that his dad made out of a junior size ironing board. He's busy studying computer science at the local college in California. As you have done it to the least of these, my brother, my sisters, you've done it to me. Compassion is what we have been called to be all about. Individuals like Joshua or Mohammed, or the larger church, Lutheran World Relief, the LCA. The intent is not to send anyone on a guilt trip today. The intent is simply for us to be reminded what a mustard seed can do, what the noisy offering can do. Each of our gifts, of a loaf of bread, a fish, a canned good, makes a difference. So who in your life has shown compassion to you? And who today are you going to show compassion to? If I could help somebody as I pass along, if I could help somebody with a word or song, If I could guide somebody who is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then our living shall not be in vain. Amen. Confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you eternal peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord.